wake up each morning brimming with excitement, overjoyed to begin a new day? Does your work satisfy and fulfill you? Are your relationships healthy and supportive? Does your lifestyle support your dream version of you? And finally, are you happy? Join Maya Voce, mystic warrior and energy goddess, as she takes you on a journey through the amazing world of energy. Harness the infinite powers of the universe and allow your real light to shine through. Anything can be yours. You only just have to believe.
Hello, this is Maya Voce, your host and guide to the Power of Five here on Om Times Radio, and I am coming to you from the most beautiful island of Hawaii, and it is just a gorgeous day. I hope it is beautiful and sunny and shining in your part of the world, but it is just spectacular this morning. The birds are singing, and I was trying to set up outside. I just so wanted to be in the sunshine, but as if any of you have been here to Volcano, the weather is so unpredictable, and the wind has kind of, you know, come up as wind does, and that doesn't usually work with sound. So I'm looking through the glass and explaining everything there is today. And can I say, there is just, like, I don't even know where to start today because there is so much going on just on every level. Like, I'm just I was trying to think of a good word. Gobsmacked is what my husband used to say, an English expression, if you haven't heard that. I heard it for 14 years, so it seems appropriate right now. Yes, so even as I was planning the show last week, so much has shifted that I've got to bring in some other themes. So the theme of the month has been abundance, and we've been gradually working through different exercises to align ourselves to that abundant mindset, to that energy that is in alignment, that opens us up, opens that door, that portal to the doorway and portal combined to the portal of abundance in the universe. And we spoke last week how, you know, there is no lack in the universe. The lack is within our mindset. Now, I'm going to just clarify, there's no lack with us. We are perfect beings as we are. The lack is our mindset, our thoughts. And we spoke and going to speak today more about the words in our heads, those words that circulate that really stop us and block us and bring our energy way down, you know, like the can'ts and it's hard and the constant I'm sorries that go out there. So today we're going to shift into expanding just words into the story. But before we even get there, and of course, fun facts. It was a little bit shaky with the fun facts today, which we had a making your own bird feeder meltdown, as you do, right? Something that mommy just couldn't solve. I am happy to say that will be coming up later. But before we get into abundance, you know, we have to touch on energy. I always talk about a snapshot of the energy that's out there. And again, these new things that have just come up literally in the last day. There has been such movement in the last day energetically and surprising in what is a Mercury retro. I'm going to get to that because there's so many other layers combined. First, breath. Isn't breath good? Let's go. This is, I have just found out yesterday, like I said, it was a whirlwind of activity in the Maya household. It is World Unity Week. And I had no idea, and I'm sharing this with you because this is an amazing thing. It's an online event that quickly came together. And this is a key here in this cosmic energy. Things are quickly coming together. But it's 8 days of an online event. Every day has a different theme. There's speakers, presentations, think tanks from all around the world. So you can find them on Facebook, World Unity Week. Apparently it is an organization. Like I said, this is all new to me. So maybe you knew about this, but I'm sharing it because it's just this massive collaboration. So World Unity Week. And the way they describe it on their Facebook is that the whole world is taking a global pause. Now, I love this because this taps into what we have been speaking about energetically. So I'm going to segue from a moment. We're going to get back to World Unity Week because I am suddenly involved in this wonderful event. And we'll share with you some things that you can find me where you can find me on their website and some things that I'm just so happy and honored to be a part of. But energetically, let's go there, because we have said, and just quick recap, remember months ago when all of this stuff with the virus hit, we were all thrust into the void, right? So we remember this. We don't need to go through this yet again. The void is, you know, just this gestation period. It's the pregnancy. It's no time. It's no endings, beginnings. It's no clarity. It's just mud. So we sat in that for a while. The whole world just really rocked to its knees, you know, society as we knew it. And I even said this to my daughter yesterday. Think about this, Magda. Think about this. When we arrived here on January 1st, which we did on the Big Island, how different was the world? We were on a plane. We stood outside. We waited for a taxi. We were in a hotel. Like, life as we knew it, right? Doesn't exist like that anymore. It has so shifted so dramatically. It just amazes me. I have to catch myself to really think about how quickly things are moving. So we journeyed into the void. Everything began to shift, to move around, to unfold. It's this great unraveling, right? Unraveling of everything that we knew. And everyone talks about, you know, this is the new norm, the new beginning. No. Telling you. So we have journeyed since out of the void. We are on the threshold now. And that's really where we are now, is like almost a toe over the threshold into the new beginning. And it's this reset. So when I read that on their Facebook, I got goosebumps, because I said, yes, see, here it is in writing, what I've been talking about, this cosmic reset. And energetically, when I connect to this psychically, visually, it is like this big sword that's cut between the earlier part of the year and the year to come. We're really at this boom, this place in between. And of course, now we are in this Mercury retro, but I'm going to tell you, this is no Mercury retro feeling that I've ever experienced. Usually Mercury retro comes, it's about 3 week period, and it is a cosmic reset. It's the universe saying, everything's going to slow down. It really feels like you're walking through mud. That's how I feel it. Nothing is moving forward. Nothing is just doing anything you want it to do. Communication is screwy. Your computers go off, your phone. It is just, it's like a big tanglement in mud. This doesn't feel anything like that. Now, I'm not saying that there's the miscommunication. That is certainly a factor, and you could still see that and maybe have it been experiencing it, I don't know, in your own life. I try to stay away from technology in these 3 weeks, but just not possible anymore, is it, with everyone Zooming here and there? Yes, our new platform. But it just doesn't have that feeling of mud. So let me explain. Again, when I connect to it, and this began just a couple days ago, it was this giant portal of energy that opened. So like I said, old Mercury retro, it's like the universe just says stop, and you're squashed, and you're sitting in mud, and you're not moving forward, and you just, you know, think of it, you know, push down up to your waist in mud, done. Not so here. It's not the sensation of being pushed down. It's this massive wave of energy that is coming at us through this portal to shift. So on one hand, it might feel like things are not moving forward. And I will strongly advise, recommend to not try to strive too much in this period. What was coming to me this morning, these words, is that this is a period of renewal. It's like a period of rebirth. So you kind of catch your breath in these 3 weeks, but the process of manifestation, because you have this energy coming at you, and because it's really clearing all that doesn't need to go forward, okay? Think of it that way. Think of it like this nice little gentle, you know, spring rain that's washing over you, and it's washing away all the old. Of course, you have to allow that to happen, right? So even on a subconscious level, just allow that to happen. You know, the universe is sending you this gift of clearing. Let it clear. Let it do its thing. It knows more than you, right? So it's clearing this energy. So you are in a way standing still, but you're receiving. So this is a huge time of receiving. And I have seen it in my own world in these last 2 days, just massive manifestation. Like I was looking for something, put it out there, boom, there it was. Like that kind of thing. My daughter and I took the dog for a walk, actually on a leash. No, he's always on a leash when we walk him. He just likes to explore on his own. went for a leash, and we were just talking about a neighbor, and I forget now even why she came up, and oh yes, we need to tell her, and boom, she was in front of us, like this kind of thing. So last week, if you remember, and if you follow my blog, which, you know, strongly recommend if you'd like to hear day to day where we are energetically, it's all about this putting out there and coming to you very quickly. All right. And so it's this time of receiving, this reset. So again, back to the World Unity Week, when I saw this giant, you know, reset, this global pause that they're calling, yes, see, they're tapping into it. They might not know they're tapping into that energy, but that's what it is, because we are in this global pause. And this is a time to reset and to rethink. And as I've been sharing with the Be Kind Revolution, this is a nonprofit I started after the passing of my partner. BeKindRevolution.life. It's all about this journeying within and weaving these threads of kindness and compassion into this new world. So that's what this organization is saying. It's saying, hey, let's get together online. Let's collaborate. Let's talk about things. Let's bring them up. And again, this bringing to light, right? We've seen this last month with all of these deep, deep issues that are being ripped open and really being shown to the light. And it's saying, no talk, deal with this now, because this cannot move forward any longer. That's where we're at. So how exciting this whole World Unity Week online collaboration. Yes, I'm very excited. So as part of World Unity Week, tomorrow they're stopping the online aspects of just the open collaboration, and they're focusing only on water. So it's World Unity Water Day, June 24th. And again, you can find that on Facebook, just as it says, World Unity Water Day. This is such a cool event. So they're filming different things around the world, beginning in Fiji tomorrow at sunrise, which would be sunrise in Fiji. So you'd have to figure it out. Time zones, I'm lost. But they do have a nifty little calendar on their Facebook. If you, like I, are time zone challenged, because there's just too many right now, and I have shifted through too many to keep them in my head. But tomorrow morning, Fiji time, they will be recording the sun coming up and offering a blessing to water. And then they travel. And so then they have different people around the world that will be offering their words on water, ceremony, song, all bringing attention to, where did I write it? To the World Water Law, which is the first global initiative towards implementing codes for a healthy earth, which is also exciting, and all on their Facebook and website. So we're traveling around the world, and where do we end up? We end up here in Hawaii. So they have, as part of the closing ceremony, they will be filming the sun setting over Kona side, and I have been invited to offer ceremony. So we'll be part of this closing ceremony. I'm so excited. So after this, as soon as we're done in this beautiful space here, I'll be journeying down to the water, because I am nowhere near the water up here on the volcano, and offering my gratitude to water and offering a simple ceremony, which you can find tomorrow. So all is so exciting. I'm just thrilled. It's been a long time since I've been able to join in ceremony here, you know, being away from my sisters in Australia. So I'm really excited about that in this event, and hoping you can catch it online. And like I said, it is an 8-day platform, and you can find just the water day tomorrow all day from Fiji to Hawaii. How cool is that? I think it's cool. So anyway, so that is all happening. That is all happening. Oh, one other part of the World Unity Week. So on Thursday, and of course with the time zone, here we are in Hawaii, always the last. So for me here, and for all of you joining me here in Hawaii, 6 a.m. on Thursday, 6 to 8 a.m., which of course is a more sensible time on the East Coast. I believe it's 12 to 2. Yes, that's lunchtime. I will be getting up super early, and I'm offering an open session talking about the Be Kind Revolution and how we will be part of creating a global movement of kindness. How exciting is that? This is my thing. This is what gets me up in the morning, creating global movements. That is why I infuse that energy into Be Kind. It was never about just little things here and there, although all beautiful, all necessary, all needed in the fabric of this new world. But for me, it was global. This is a global movement. How can we get people to sit in that energy of kindness, to truly open their hearts and be in the space of compassion, understanding what it's like to walk in the other's shoes? How can we get all of this woven into the new world that we're creating? And you can see that around you, can't you? That things are shifting. I love to hear what's shifting in your own world. You know, please pop on my Facebook. I'd love to hear from you or message me. I've been getting lots of stuff through Messenger. You know, there's tons of ways to connect today. But it's all, the theme is global. So that is what will affect everyone. But of course, individually, there'll be little things, you know, popping up in your own life. But Thursday, 6 to 8 a.m. in the morning, 12 to 2 East Coast. It is an open platform. It's all free. It's all free. So you just hop onto there and look for Beacon. I will be talking about kindness. I will be up bright and early, but I am anyway, so that's no big thing. I'm best in the morning. 3 o'clock forward, done. Do not call me after 3. I have been trained for too long on the school schedule. 3 o'clock, child comes home, you're in, that's a whole nother world of thinking, and my brain just switches off. So if you want to catch me when I'm alive and awake and joyful, got some thoughts in my head, the earlier the better. It's all good. So see how much is shifting, and just so grateful to be approached to be a part of this wonderful platform. And to hear that we are in this time of global, you know, that's what it is. And I'd really encourage you to pop on their Facebook. Here I'm encouraging, you know, go away from me and go look at someone else. What they have written there really just, I had goosebumps reading it. And it really just was so in aligned with what we're talking in this space about the energy and how we are creating this new world. We really are. And it is a world that we're creating. It's no more them and us. It can't be moving forward, because at the heart of it, we are all beings of light, right? We are all beings of light that have come from the same place, this collective consciousness, this source of all love, of all bliss, right? That's where we all come from. So it can't be going forward them and us. It can't be that division. And that's what's being brought to the light in this World Unity Week. So I really encourage you to look at their website and their Facebook. They've obviously spent some time writing, and they've written from their heart. And like I said, it gave me goosebumps, because it was just completely in alignment with what we've been forecasting here and predicting energetically, and now seeing reflected out into the world out there. And exciting things. So they're launching this event this week. And then final word about that they're building energy worldwide until they're hosting a World Peace Day in September, September 19th to 21st, which corresponds with a UN event. I can't remember now. Something, but they're building energy that goes to that weekend, World Peace Weekend, and the Be Kind Revolution will be a part of that weekend. I guarantee you, after this platform on Thursday, I will be looking for more involvement into this organization and how Be Kind can be part of it and support it, and how we can gather the troops around the world to be part of the Be Kind movement. Yes, like I said, there's so much, and we didn't even get to abundance yet. Hold on, you know, we got so much more coming. I have heard from the what is that expression? I can't think of what it is now. I can't think fast enough. But I have heard from out there. My daughter is smiling, so I do believe we will have fun facts today, and the topic is bodies today, moving away from animals, moving away from sea creatures onto human bodies today. She did share it with me, and I was not aware of any of them. So do stick around for that. We will get to abundance and then a couple other, you know, interesting things, getting ourselves in alignment and opening ourselves to universal abundance. So back in a moment.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your health care provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And hello, hello. This is Maya Voce, your host and guide to the Power of Five here on Om Times Radio. And we've been talking about so much already because there's so much going on energetically in the world and shifting, you know, seeing it come through in reality. So we've been talking, sharing with you about World Unity Week. Getting to our topic in a moment, which is abundance. We've been talking about all month. Before, though, I would like to announce that we have a special guest lined up. I am so excited. Been having great conversations with Mike Diam. He's from the Bay Area. He's a writer, a naturalist, a healer, a life coach, and he is committed firmly to reframing the human story and igniting the power and wholeness within. And he is just an amazing person. He has journeyed with mental illness, been challenged even by thoughts of suicide, and his new book coming out is called Suicidal to Superhuman. So he'll be here July 7th. We're setting off the new month with a new theme of letting go. And he'll be here to share some thoughts about his work and about his personal journey. And as I've said, having had many conversations with him now, he's just a dynamic human being, and hope that you'll be able to join us on July 7th. Now, we are switching gears slightly to... fun facts for kids. And my little one Magda is here. How you doing, Magda?
Good.
You sure you're going? Oh, that was in the background. All right, so our topic today, what's our fun facts today?
Six amazing body facts.
Six amazing body facts. Well, let's just get right to it. All right, here, share your fun facts.
Did you know that fingernails grow four times as fast as your toenails?
I did not know that. Did you know that?
I think so.
Okay.
And did you know babies are born with 300 bones, but as an adult, you have 206 bones?
No. How is that possible?
You just lose 106 bones.
You just lose. They morph together. I think that is. They kind of bond together. That was a long time ago. Mom took anatomy. All right. Well, that's an interesting fact. Go on. Got a couple more.
Did you know eyelashes last about 150 days?
Last? Really? Yeah. Not you, because you pluck them out.
I don't pluck them out.
Okay. I had another one.
The heart circulates your blood through your body about 1,000 times each day.
Wow. No, I didn't know that. That's quite a bit. So, see, you should really take care of your heart, right? Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Was there one more? I lost count.
More.
Okay, let's go.
This is your favorite one. You make about half a quart of spit each day.
That is very important to know, everyone. Please write that down. There'll be a quiz later. All right. Half a quart of spit. All right.
And the last one, did you know the smallest bone in your body is in your ears?
I think I do recall that from somewhere, but that was ages ago. So that's very interesting. I'm stuck on the spit one. That is really fascinating.
I don't know, like the 300 bones.
Yeah, I think that because of the baby, what is the word? They grow together, fuse. That's the word I'm looking for, fuse together. So, but that is a really interesting fact. All right. Well, thanks for sharing that. You have anything else to share this morning? Okay, we're in that still early for an 11-year-old, apparently. All right. Well, thank you for sharing that today. Really appreciate that. Okay. Bye. As she wanders off into the recesses of the house. All right. A quartz bit. Like, who knew that, right? Well, I didn't. I'm sure there's some, you know, medical people that knew that. I find those kind of tidbits really fascinating. But shifting gears once again, going back to abundance. Oh, so much to talk about again. We left off last time and just sticking with the words in your head. So quick recap, right? So when we talk about abundance, we're not talking about things, right? We're not talking about a car and a bank account or anything that you can see whatsoever. That might be a result of an abundant mindset, but that is not, we don't, you know, put them all in a bag and go, here, look, here's some abundance. No. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about an energetic state. And abundance really is a mindset, all right? And we really focus on the mind in this because, you know, thoughts are things, right? Thoughts are energy. They create our energy field. So you really need to really look into what are those words in your head? What are those thoughts in your head? And I had recommended doing an exercise of brainstorming. Things that you were grown up with, you know, like say, for example, life is hard, you know, life is really hard. And you grew up with this, life is hard. Of course it is, because mom and dad said it and Nana and Papa and everyone else. So, you know, I've grown up thinking life is hard. And you look around you and hey, yes, your life is hard. Why? Because that's your belief system. Those are the thoughts in your head. You know, and beliefs, they really get into you. You know, there's something that you just, they're ingrained. You hear them all the time. You don't even think about them because they're just, you're absorbed in them. So the exercise of really tapping into abundance and clearing out all those old constructs is you have to recognize them first. And so that's why we recommended, you know, taking out a journal, piece of paper, and just brainstorming. What did you grow up with? You know, did you grow up with money doesn't grow on trees, you know, money, you know, rich, some people are rich, we're not kind of mentality. You know, what did those things that you grew up with represent? And all of those that I just mentioned, of course, are lack, which would be the opposite of abundance. And many of us are, you know, we're sitting in that place of lack, this feeling of unworthiness, of less than, I talk about a lot. And we need to shift that now, you know, because look, been there, done that, you know, it's just, we need to get rid of it. It doesn't suit us any longer, right? Everything in life is an experience. We've experienced it. Goodbye now. So that's why we're focusing on abundance. So you can begin to see how you can shift that yourself or where you are sitting. In the beginning of the month, which seems ages ago, you know, I recommended standing, you know, straight with your arms outstretched, your head back and saying, I am abundance. And just seeing how that feels for you, because your body is your barometer, right? So your body is telling you everything. And if you're saying to yourself, standing there, I am abundance, but you feel sick suddenly and your stomach is contracting, that's your body saying, oh no, I'm sorry. You might say that, but no, that's not what your energy is saying. And your energy, what your energy is saying, that's where it's at. Words are one thing, but the energy doesn't lie. So I love when I used to be a really great sales director because I would pick up on the energy. You know, people would say this contract and this blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, that's not what that's going to happen because you can read the energy. You can feel the energy. So thoughts are energy. What is going on in your head? You know, were you able to pull out some of those things and shift them? And we spoke specifically about the can'ts and life is hard. Please catch yourself every time you say this is hard and that is hard and change that for something else. You know, the new word is challenging. Okay, still better than hard. Okay, you don't want to invite hard into your life. You don't want to. You don't want to invite can'ts into your life. You want to invite possibility. You want to invite expansion. And if you remember, when we're talking about energy, there's two sides. You've got constriction, the lower, heavier energies, you know, fear down there. And then you have expansion, you know, joy, gratitude, abundance, all out there in these higher frequencies. That's where we want to go. We want to go there now. We don't want to, you know, want to sit in fear any longer. It doesn't serve us. It's going to stop you from doing what you need to do, want to do, love to do in this life. Stops you from everything. In the book that I'm writing, which the title has gone all over the place, but currently it is Deal With Your Stuff, I'll say, but that's not the word, and More Tips for an Abundant Life. It is all about clearing out. We talk a lot about clearing out these old constructs and really dealing with your stuff. But that's next month in Letting Go. We're going to go there. And so the can't, we have spoken much about saying, I'm sorry before you do something. You know, unless you really are asking forgiveness, you don't need to say, oh, I'm sorry. Can I, you know, get into this line? It's not needed. And so many of us, women especially, we go about life just with this space of apology. That doesn't serve us anymore. Let's change that. Stop it. Just stop. Just stop and shift that. So in all of this, when we're identifying the words that bop around in our head and understanding that those words create the energy, which then thus creates our reality, right? We're going to expand on that and really beef it up today. So we're not going to talk about single words. We're going to talk about a whole story. Because here's the thing, okay? We go through life, we have experiences, but life itself is just a series of events. It is us humans that put clothes on those events. We put words attached to them. We have connotations that attach to them. We call an event good or bad, you know, ugly, indifferent, whatever it is. But the event itself is just an event, okay? It is our perspective that shapes everything. You can choose your perspective. You can take anything that has happened in your life, and I do mean everything and anything, and you can write a story that puts you in expansion. Is it the easiest thing to do? I think for us at this stage, maybe not, it doesn't come readily. I don't want to say easy or hard, right, or other. It just doesn't come readily because we don't think about it, but that's why I'm here. See, aren't you lucky? That's why you're in Maya's space, because that's what we're talking about. You can shift your perspective to be aligned with expansion. That's what you want. So, for example, and I'll give you just drama, you know, my own personal story. Like I said, my partner, as I have shared, he was with us one day. Life is normal. Everything fine. Going out for a beer with some friends, seeing a couple hours, didn't happen. You know, next time I saw him was 2 days later in the morgue. Life shifted dramatically at that moment. I can't even express to you how much was shifted. Coming, you know, many months later, I have realized, and I do, you know, what I'm sharing with all of you, I bring into my own life. I've tested it out. I can tell you, it all works, okay? So was that, you know, the event in of itself, his death, that was it. It was an event. The events after were events. What was my perception of them? So the story I tell is that this was a period of intense transformation, intense growth, intense change. That's what it was. And that sets me in alignment with expansion. And I'll just end there on that, just to give you an idea, all right? But let's pull it home to something maybe less dramatic, right, that's happened in your own life. Let's say, for example, typical day, or typical was typical day, you get up and you go to work, you know, you're not really thrilled with your job, you know, your boss is digging into you, and there's this one person in the office that just pushes your buttons to, you know, no end, the pay isn't that great, you've got benefits, but you come home at the end of the day, and what do? You sit across from your partner or friend or whoever it is, and you just start moaning and bitching, right? Complaining. Oh, the boss did this today. This one did that. I have all this work and I don't get paid enough. Do you see where I'm going? Okay, so just this complete complain fest. What you're actually doing, right, as you're sharing this negativity, is you're reinforcing the negativity, okay? So let's pause for a second. Same scenario. So you have a job that you so like, and you heard all of the little parameters there. Let's reframe that into something that sets you into expansion, where also is the seed of growth and change. Don't forget that. If you're sitting in negativity and you're pumping out negativity and negativity, and you're sharing that negativity with everyone under the sun, including poor little Fido that's got to sit also in your negativity, then you are just telling the universe, hey, I love negativity and I love this, so give me more. Stop. We're going to reframe it now. So here's, you know, one suggestion. You can put it in any way. So here you go. So I woke up in the morning to another beautiful day. I have breath in my lungs, I'm healthy, and I'm blessed to have a job that I can go off to, which in this climate, in post-COVID, is a huge thing, isn't it? So I'm blessed to go off to a job that's steady pay, it offers me benefits, and what it offers me right now is the opportunity to really reflect in my life on what I really would like. There's some aspects of my job, you know, they're okay for right now, but they show me what more I can do. They show me the direction I really want to go on, go into. So you're inviting that change, but you're coming from this story of positivity. You know, you're appreciating what you have. And this is really a key. When we spoke about gratitude a couple months ago, this is a key. If you want to open up to something different, you have to be happy with what you got in front of you in some way. You have to show the universe that you're grateful for what you have. So you've got to come up with something that you're grateful for. Now, let's see what happens. You go home and you share that story to someone. How do you think they're going to feel? How do you think you're going to feel when you're sitting in that space of expansion? And as I'm sitting here, just even relaying those words, I can feel it in me, you know, this opening, this expansion. And when you do that, you invite new. So if you do have a job that you're like, I don't really want to go there anymore, don't complain about it. Come up with something. Spin that story from your perspective that's positive and enlightening and opens the doorway to change. Because otherwise, my friends, you're going to be beating your head against that wall till you're blue in the face the day of retirement when they throw that watch at you and you go, what have I done with my life? Okay? So start now. Let's not go 50 years down the road. Let's look at what we have in front of us. Everything is just an event. Everything is an experience. So let's grab onto it and see where we can grab positivity. Everywhere you can grab positivity, you just have to search and to color it in that pattern. Oh, I like that. Color it in the pattern of positivity. I think that's an Instagram post. That sounds like I'll talk to my friend. I come up with these things every once in a while. You know, I like them. I write them down. I could think that's a good one. Of course, I'll forget it in 5 minutes. So you can all remind me. All right, we're going to color something in a pattern of positivity. Oh, I like that. This reframing the story works for anything. Okay, if I can share my story on that dramatic point and reframe it into something that allows for growth, you can reframe your story, and it works for anything. And this is the basis of change and expansion in the universe. It is. I'm not making this up, right? I'm connecting to the energy and sharing it with you. But this is the fabric of the universe. When you sit in gratitude, when you appreciate what you have in front of you, no matter what it is, that is the doorway to change. That is the doorway to abundance, right? That's where you want to go. So let's try this week. You know, as we have all of these great events online and things shifting in the world, let's be a part of it. Let's not be, you know, hung back in that fear energy. Let's grab on and let's sit in expansion. There's my theme tune. So have a little break and I'll be back in a moment. All right.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
In a world that has suddenly turned dark and unfamiliar, there is one light that will never go out. Allow the light of kindness and compassion to guide you. With kindness, we can all create a better tomorrow. The Be Kind Revolution, shining the light of kindness and compassion within. www.bekindrevolution.life. Become a kindness crusader today, because everyone deserves a little kindness.
And we're back. This is Maya Voce, your host and guide to the Power of Five here on Om Times Radio. And my goodness, I've been cramming in a lot today. There's a lot going on. You know, this whole month we have been talking about abundance and how to align yourself, you know, keying into those old constructs and really ripping them out. But this is such part and parcel to the energies of the universe right now, which are just ripping everything open. And they're saying, this doesn't belong anymore. New is coming. You need to deal with this. Get rid of it. Let's move on now. And I'm saying here as energy goddess that we need to get rid of these feelings of unworthiness, this sense of lack, things that stop us, all these can'ts and shouldn'ts and these misperceptions of the universe. You know, like we were just talking about, events that happen are just events. It's us that color them and clothe them and design them. So, you know, we are the ones that call something bad or good or dramatic or not. Let's choose words. Let's choose a path that opens to expansion, because expansion is where abundance lies. Okay, so let's actively do that. And so I have some closing thoughts on abundance. We have one more week to go, so we'll speak more about reframing the story. And then we have a new reset in July, talking about letting go. And I am going to bring some more grief work into that. I had thought about it today because, as we all know, Father's Day in the States, of course, Father's Day in Australia is in September, was this past weekend. And it was a rough day for us here, for myself. It always hits you harder than you think. But it's the second Father's Day we've had without my partner. And yes, it was an experience, and it is an experience we call grief. It's something we don't do well in this world, and we've really gotten away from connecting to death. So that is part of my new work, and that is what happens in life, is when you experience something and you are a healer and a teacher and called to lead and to guide, that is what you bring to your work. So next month, I'll be focusing a bit on that in our topic of letting go. But we have been sharing that this is a wonderful event this week, World Unity Week, and of course it's World Unity Water Day tomorrow. And as soon as I'm finished right here with all of you, I will be journeying down to the water and offering gratitude to water, connecting the element of water within all of us and connecting to the waters of the world. And through that, we show unity. You know, water, we need water on many aspects. Water does not need us at all. In fact, we really screw water up. So tomorrow is all about highlighting this newfound respect and understanding that we, as denizens of this new age, we are here all together. It's no more you and us. It can't be that energy anymore of you and us and power over and power within. It's time to make that journey within. And look, that was segued perfectly. Didn't plan any of that. It was meant to come out and segued into my final thoughts, abundance today. Because if we are journeying into this new time, we need to really step out and go, Okay, it is a new time, and it's time to understand who we really are. You know, it's not, we're not this and that and from here and from there. No, we're all beings of light, and we have all chosen to be here on this journey. We've chosen to have experiences, and we've chosen to be here for the purpose of expansion. You know, all of these old constructs about how life is hard, life is a struggle, that's my favorite, and that, you know, it's not supposed to be happy, fun time. We need to take all of that. We need to put it in a 4th of July firework. That I know none exists right now because there's no 4th of July celebrations. I'm sure there'll be fireworks somewhere. And we need to just get rid of it. Is it doesn't serve us any longer. We are not here to struggle. I can't say that enough. We're not here to struggle. Yes, we have experiences which can be challenging, but they only aid in our expansion. All right, so really, if you hear anything I'm saying, can you sync with that? Really write it down. Listen to the show on podcast. Listen to it again. That's why we're here. It's not to have a miserable time. It is to learn, to expand, and to be in a state of joy. Really, it's not something that comes after, right? When we pass back into the light, that's another experience. It's like coming home, and then we have a choice to come back here again to have this experience. But the reason we're here again is not to be in this miserable state. It is to have experiences and then to sit in those experiences and expand. You know, as our energy expands, we aid in the expansion of the universe. And that's what's happening right now. So important you listen. Okay, really, really driving that home today. Because we're in this threshold, as I said. We have our little toe just over the doorway, getting into the new. I'm telling you right now, come July 12th, and matter of fact, when Mercury flies direct, and of course there's a 10 million other planetary alignments right now. I can't even go into it. There's not enough time. A lot of stuff going on. Suffice to say. When we get into July, though, Mercury is going to go direct. And I have mentioned that the energy right now is like this slingshot getting pulled back. And we are receiving this clearing energy, this reset energy from the universe. Come mid-July, zoomp, that slingshot's going to be released. And you just see what happens. It's going to be this flurry of activity. And you can sense it now, right, with what's going on. Look what's in your own world, what's shifting. If you don't see anything shifting, you need to journal more. Because everybody's shifting in some way right now. That's why we're here. It's all about the shifting. It's all about transformation. And remember, a couple of weeks back, we spoke about the difference between change and transformation. They are different. Change is just change. Things can change, but transformation is really that process of evolving. It is stepping into that expansion and saying, this is what needs to happen. You know, when the butterfly comes out of it's a little thing, cocoon. It's like chrysalis. That was the word I was looking for. Yes, it was another word. So when it comes out of its cocoon, it doesn't look anything like the caterpillar, right? So that's what's happening now. We're all sitting in this space of shifting and transforming and creating this new world. And I, for one, think it's really exciting. Uncomfortable at times, sure. You know, dealing with bored children, bored hot children now, it's a whole nother layer, right? But that's just life. It's just life. And it's part of it. And it's just journeying with that on a day-to-day basis. It's not forever. You know, remember, if you don't like the energy today, just hold your breath. It's different tomorrow. And that is what's shifting right now as we shift into this new world. So much happening all at once. It is important to breathe. And I'll share with this what's just come through is there's lots of little portals opening, lots of doorways. So really, 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 got that really? Focus your energy, focus your intentions, your thoughts on what you want to see happen for your own life. Important right now because the universe is listening. Like I said, it's a breath away. Crazy manifestation right now because this energy in this time of reset that we're in right now for the next 3 weeks, the universe is listening. It's like it's taking this breath in. Remember that slingshot energy, taking this breath in and going, okay, all right, what do you want? All right, there you go. Flinging it at you the rest of the year. So for me personally, when this opportunity came yesterday to be part of this global collaboration of change and creating these movements of change globally, my keywords, I said, I am all over that. I don't care if it's 2 a.m. I am there. That is why I'm here on this planet. Give it to me. So there you go. So it's not 2 a.m, just to, it's 6 a.m. Hawaii time, 6 to 8 on the, I have the World Unity Water Day, but it's World Unity. Where's my notes? World Unity Week. There we go. On the Facebook page, I will be hosting an open session on how the Be Kind Revolution intends to spark the light of kindness worldwide and to really create a global movement for that. You know, like I said, that was my intention with Be Kind. It wasn't just to isolate in one little place, but really to focus on the global aspect. And I do have a plan. You know, 18 months ago, it was me in my room and a big piece of whiteboard and created a vision statement, you know, as you do in corporate, you know, you make circles and go all over the place. That's where I started. And it has evolved beyond that. And that original vision still holds true. And on Thursday, 6 a.m. on World Unity Week, I will be sharing that with the world, what that vision is and how we can get this party started. Because certainly kindness and compassion need to be aspects of this new world. Like I said, the you and me mentality needs to go. It's not you and me. It is you and me together. We are together collaborating. And yes, so tomorrow is World Unity Week, Water Day. And we have disrespected and disregarded our water's ways for too long. Water does not need us one bit, but we entirely need water. Our bodies are, you know, I always get this percentage wrong. Is it 75, 95, somewhere in the middle, but a lot of us is water, right? We don't have time to bring in the work of Dr. Emoto. But just really quickly, if you have Dr. Emoto, who has since passed from this plane, was the first person to really look at the energy of water and found, spoiler alert, how water absorbs energy and reflects that energy. So if you say positive things to water, like love and express gratitude, water expresses itself in return in these beautiful crystalline patterns. If you express negative emotions to water, if you say hate and blast awful music to it, that was an exercise he did, I'm not making that up. Water reflects back to you in these like non-harmonious shapes is what it is. And you could still find his work online. Dr. Emoto is his last name. Amazing work if you're not familiar with it. So that's what we are focusing on tomorrow for Water Day is just showing gratitude. And we will end, as I said, with a ceremony here in Hawaii, which I will be scuttling off shortly to go to a space that calls me by the water and expressing gratitude. But remember that you are water. You are energy. So wouldn't you want to shower yourself with beautiful words, you know, loving yourself fully, appreciating yourself for who you are, just honoring where you are moment to moment in your journey? The journey this year has been strange indeed, hasn't it? Lots has been thrown at us. So important to really take that time to focus on where you are today. You know, Sunday, Father's Day, I had lots of intentions to write and to put some videos out and just connect in that circle of grief. And I did none of it because I was not in that space. By 9 o'clock in the morning, I said, I'm writing this one off. It is me in grief. That is what it is. And that is what it is. And that's okay. it's all okay. We're very hard on ourselves, aren't we? I know I have been in the past. So how did we get off of the, I don't know. It was an interesting way that we went from abundance to water to grief. But actually, as I just mentioned that, part of what was coming up through the ceremony that I'll perform is that since we are in this time of reset in these next 3 weeks, what was coming through is this is a time of purification, almost like this baptismal sense, just starting over and with the blessing of water. So I'll bring that into the ceremony that's coming through very strongly and offer with just gratitude. And gratitude for water for being there for us, for being a part of our makeup, for allowing us to exist, for us in the Western Hemisphere, for having full access to healthy, pure drinking water without having to think about it. I was going to say on Volcano, though, we have to think about it a little bit. We can't drink the running water right now. But it's a journey away. It's still always acceptable. Not acceptable, accessible. Too many A's and things in there in those syllables. So anyway, next week, after World Unity Day is wrapped up, we're getting back to finishing our month with abundance. And actually, right now, I'm not sure what will pop up. We've talked about reframing the story. I think we need to dive more into that and to have some couple other examples. If you have one of your own, please pop on Facebook and share. And then July, when we're getting into the end of Mercury and beginning of the beginning, we're going to start talking about letting go. And that is a big subject, and that is a subject which is very near and dear to my heart, and something that is part of my life's purpose here is teaching others about letting go. And I mean of physical things, I mean mentally, and all that we've been journeying today about clearing out, those old constructs. It can't be that this hour has just flown by already. I wasn't even paying attention. Too much to talk about today. So that is my time, and thank you so much for journeying with me. I'm always just a heart filled with gratitude and really so grateful for this special space that we share together. So remember, be kind, be compassionate, and be you. From my heart to yours, we are all one. Many blessings for a beautiful week. Bye.